Memory verse of the week. Therefore, receive one another, just as Christ also received us to the glory of God. Romans 15:7. In our lives, there are many people who try to divide us. Democrats and Republicans vie for our affections. Racial tensions cause us strife. Even our religion can be a source of division. After all, Jesus tells us that he did not come to bring peace, but a sword. That sword was his gospel message, which he knew would not be appreciated by all. The Bible tells us that Jesus loves us. In fact, tells us that God is love, 1 John 4:8 in the ESV. The term that is often used for the love of God is agape. Many people will tell you that this means unconditional love. Well, indeed, it is a love that is puts up with a whole lot, but is it unconditional? I find it interesting that the verse says, as Christ also received us, not as the Father received us. For the Father receives us because he sees his Son. He sees the price Jesus paid to ransom us. He sees the sacrifice Jesus made to redeem us. But why did Jesus receive us? I think he gave us the answer in John's recounting of the Lord's Supper. It is only in John that we see Jesus washing the feet of his disciples. He receives us by serving us. He receives us by sacrificing for us. Our salvation was predestined before the beginning of the world, but it was always reliant on Jesus going to the cross. Jesus would only receive us as his redeemed and saved people by giving us the greatest gift imaginable, by dying on a cross. He saw us with all of our failings, sins, warts, and nastiness, and went to the cross for us anyway. Now that is love. And so Romans tells us, we who are strong have an obligation to bear with the failings of the weak and not to please ourselves. Romans 15:1 in the ESV. In other words, we who have been strengthened by Jesus have the privilege of helping others. Jesus loved us in spite of all our flaws, and he wants us to love each other in the same way, in spite of each other's flaws. Jesus wants us to see past what divides us and to see each other as his Father sees us through him, Jesus. When we see a brother or sister wasting away, homeless due to alcohol abuse, Jesus wants to receive this brother or sister of ours as Jesus would. Love them, serve them. When our brother or sister offends us with a political opinion different from our own, Jesus wants us to bless them as he blessed us. When we see someone of a different color, ethnicity, or even faith or sexual issue, Jesus wants us to reach out in love. Does this mean that we accept everything? Is it unconditional? By no means. Jesus was very clear about adultery, hate, and many other sins not being acceptable. But when he met the adulteress about to be stoned, he saved her and he forgave her. We don't have to condone sinful behavior, but we are expected to receive the sinner as Jesus received us sinners, with forgiveness and love. And others will see our service and will glorify God. We pray. Dearest, most precious Heavenly Father, help us to see our brothers and sisters in this world as you and your Son see them, as your beloved children. Help us to love them and serve them as you would have us do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.